To be beautiful is to be healthy. It's time for Beauty Inside Out with hosts Lisa Davis and the star of the show, David Pollack.
Living a physically active lifestyle plays a major role in reducing the risk of several different types of cancer as well as other health problems. If you've been listening, you know that David has gotten very active this past year, right, David?
That's the truth. Active, not just this past year, but even more. I just keep taking it up a notch. And I think one of the driving forces is in my career studying the chemicals that cause cancer, but finding out that one out of every four deaths in the U.S. is attributed to cancer. And one way we can prevent it isn't just by avoiding chemicals, which you and I speak of often, but is just by even exercising some, getting up out of our chairs. And I don't mean to use the E word and scare everybody. It can be very simple. And so today we've got with us a special guest. Now, Delilah and John are my trainers, and they've got a company called 123 Go Fit. And I could go on and on, but bottom line is they manage a number of different trainers and facilities and help change my life. And so I want her to share with our listeners today all the different things we can do to get up, become active, and help prevent cancer. So Delilah, I want to start and just tell me what some of the things we can do simply for people like me that a year ago didn't want to do any exercise.
Well, let me start off by saying, as we know, exercise helps numerous health issues. I mean, we've gone over it a few times on a show, you know, with heart disease and diabetes, high blood pressure. But the fact that it helps prevent cancer, I mean, that's something that I think everyone should really, really, really be aware of and know what they can do. Most people are not want to be physically active because they don't want to engage in exercise. They don't have the time. They don't want to go into a gym.
Okay, well, part of it for me was an excuse because I'm more of a fear. And right. Truly, I expect if I go to a gym, there's going to be all what everybody calls the gym rats. And it's going to be everybody who's like you and John, who these jocks, who's going to say, come on, you can lift another 400 pounds, David. And the funny side is when I first started, John was working with me and you know, he and I laugh about it. I asked, where are the pink weights to get me started? Because I had never lifted or worked out at all. And here I'm in my late 40s. So to start is really intimidating. Right. And so talk to us about ways so it doesn't have to be as intimidating as you're saying. Go ahead.
Well, you can engage in physical activity. It doesn't have to be going to the gym. I mean, you can go for a walk, just a simple walk. You can even do chores at home. You know, most people got stairs. Let's say they go up and down the stairs. You can go up and down the stairs at home a few times, and that's engaging in physical activity. That's doing something. Even vacuuming your house is activity.
Okay, well, I didn't do that either, but that's another story.
there's several different things you can do. I mean, you can go for ride your bike. Some people don't, again, they don't want to go into the gym. You can go ride your bike. If you have family, I've done this with my son in particular. You know, we go to the park and we throw the Frisbee around and we run after the Frisbee. You get your heart rate up doing that. We play racquetball. I mean, there's just so many things you can do.
Well, let's talk simple things. I've mentioned before I started walking is really what I started before I got with y'all. And I'd walk first just once around the block and then later two blocks and later three blocks. And the greatest trick I learned is I pick up my cell phone, start talking to somebody in the family on it or anybody willing to talk to me for a while. Next thing I've had this long conversation and I've done a 20-minute walk and don't even realize it. So you know, to me that was a start, but you've got a bunch of other ideas. Keep
you
going.
You have to start somewhere. Mm-hmm. You don't expect to go from A to Z. You know, you can start as simply, even if you just walk for 10 minutes, that's getting somewhere, that's doing something. And then little by little, you start picking up your pace a little bit. You might incorporate, you know, a little fast-paced walking, a little bit, for like 10 seconds, and then walking just a regular pace, just to bring your heart rate up a little bit. It doesn't matter exactly what you're doing, just as long as you're doing it. And over time, as you know, David, you start craving to want to do more things.
Yeah, it's so true. You know, Delilah, and one of the things that I love is really great music. And I think if you get your absolute favorite, most motivating music and you're on that walk and you might be getting tired, but the next song comes on and you get energized, you get excited. So
exactly.
I think having an iPod or even if you have an old fashioned Walkman, which let me tell you, until a few years ago, I still had, it's a great way to get out there and go.
I plug in my cassette and go for a walk every morning.
Your cassette.
His cassette.
Sorry, 8-track.
Some people out there are like, what's a cassette? Yeah, 8-track.
So you would get going, and music's a great way to pass the time, or as I said, the cell phone. I've used both, okay? But tell us some of the other things.
Well, another thing that I hear from people is finding the time to do it. Everybody has a lunch break. You know, you have a lunch break. Sometimes you have an hour. Sometimes you have a half an hour. You can go for a walk during your lunch break. Get in, you know, 15 minutes of that time, just exercise. Then later on, get a little 15 minutes doing something else. There's always going to be time to do it.
Well, I'll tell you what, I get up early in the morning, and for the longest time, you guys tried telling me just go around the lake a few times and get a little bit of exercise in, and I didn't until somebody pointed out to me one day, David, you have a cup of coffee every morning. Instead
just
of sitting
drink
in
the
bed,
coffee.
Drink the coffee. And so now people laugh. I'm doing my exercise. I have my MP3 player in one hand or my cassette player and a cup of coffee in the other, but now I go around the lake, and I've increased it. I went from once the first time and then twice and now three or four times, and now I do. I jog a little bit and then walk, and it looks funny with the coffee in hand, but at least I now have the time. No, I have a travel mug. No, that's later when I had the Kahlua, but anyway.
Okay,
so what else can we do?
When you go to the mall, there's escalators. Don't take the escalator. Take the stairs.
Okay, what about parking? Because I started doing this. You can laugh, but I park way out
park
on purpose.
Park way out, yes.
Okay, and now I physically have to walk all this way in.
Exactly.
And then don't use escalators.
Thing. Exactly. Don't use the escalators. Don't use the elevators. Go use the stairs. Even sometimes you want to run to the store, and some people, stores are pretty close. Mm-hmm. You don't have to get in that car and drive. Just walk away. Just put your MP3 or your CD player, whatever you've got going on, and take a walk to the store. These are all simple things you can implement into your lifestyle that can dramatically change your life. And all you're going to do is crave it more. You're going to love the way you feel. And in the process, lower your risk of getting cancer. There've been studies done on colon cancer, and this consistently has been found that those who increase their physical activity had lowered their chances by 30% to 40%. For colon cancer. That's huge.
That is huge. And all of us are, I mean, obviously we're all afraid of cancer, and all of us at this age have known some loved one to have it. And so I think with the most, I'm going to say surprising things to find out that I can prevent it by just simple changes. And I always talk about chemicals, but to find out just simple things, the foods we eat, the exercise. And so at first when I started working out, it was mainly to lose weight, but to find that we can do all these other things and have all these other benefits out of it. I mean, I'm just like, I want to get up on the rooftops and scream at everybody. I want to get on the radio and do it on a show. Oh, we are.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And so give us some other tips. Now that we've done some of these things, what would be the next step? What would be the next level maybe?
Well, once you engage in moderate exercise, that's taking a walk is moderate exercise. Maybe cycling is moderate exercise. And you feel like stepping it up a notch. Mm-hmm. That's even great. You are increasing your chances even better to prevent cancer. You can do vigorous exercises such as circuit training. You know, you can take 20 minutes out of your day and do one exercise after the next. That's going to get your heart rate up a little bit, and you're going to get an amazing workout. And that's a way to increase the intensity while you're working out. Another thing is, let's say you want to do something with your husband or your wife. Take salsa classes. You ever try dancing salsa for 1 hour?
People come over, they think I'm in trouble choking.
You're gonna get a really great workout, and you're doing it together. You know?
Think I'm having some sort of fit. No, I did just get the Zumba CD series or DVD series, because I
need to see this.
I need to learn to dance. now you're going to hear me go silent. No, I've got to learn to dance, but also the health benefit. And so the combination of the two is why I did it. And so I'm going to do it in the privacy of my home. And then eventually we'll put a video up. I did finally put on our Facebook page the picture. You ladies have seen it of me before and after.
Yes.
So at facebook.com/justaskdavid, I think we've even got up on Radio MD a picture. I've lost 45 pounds. The before and after, I look pregnant in one versus now. And that's
I wasn't going to say anything, but yeah.
No, it's true. I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed on the before, but reality is I did. I looked pregnant. And the simple lifestyle changes you guys have helped me with is what's created this. And so I'm not done. I'm going to go further. And the whole goal is not just to live a more active lifestyle, a healthier lifestyle, but to help prevent cancer too.
Exactly.
So, well, that's amazing. Okay. So I want to thank you. We're going to run out of time here. And so first of all, you and John and your team have helped so much. And we can get more at 123.
GoFit.com.
GoFit.com. 123GoFit.com. You guys have helped us a lot. And so I'm just excited about having you. We're going to have you on again.
Yes,
once a month, we're going to have you on so we can start talking about some things and take it up a notch maybe next time. And we'll share some more of my experiences. Maybe I'll Zumba by then.
Thank you, guys.
So
thanks, Delilah.
You're welcome.
Delilah,
have a good
thank
one.
You. I'm health and beauty expert David Pollack, and this is with Lisa Davis. This is Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay well.